Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles. Every week, we break down the most important beauty news and launches, interview your favorite beauty experts, influencers, and celebrity guests,
and review our favorite beauty products of the moment as your beauty editor BFFs from the beautiful and great city of Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos!
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute. Is that Quinn?
Yep, shaking in the background. You can hear her little vest.
Aww, so sad. I love the robe, by the way. Are we just recording now?
Yeah, let's just do it.
Yeah. I love this robe. I rediscovered it when I was packing to move, and I was like, why don't I wear this more often?
Yeah, Sarah moved this weekend, so she's an official adult. She popped out a baby and bought a house within 4 months of each other. That's incredible.
Thank you. That's very sweet of you. But it sort of happened because of we popped the baby out and we're like, oh shit, we need more space and we're going to move to the burbs. So it's like technically the burbs, but it's also we're just 20 minutes outside of LA proper. But it feels like a big move because I've been in LA, like mid-city, downtown, West Hollywood for like 10 years.
I know.
And so I'm like, what? I can't get to the Grove in like 5-10 minutes? What?
I know. I'm sure that's going to be a mind F trying to figure that life out.
Yeah. But then I'm like, oh, look at the Target that's like right next to the grocery store. That's right next to the Nordstrom Rack. That's right next to the Ulta. Like, wow.
It's your dream plan.
Yeah. We'll see. Oliver's liking it so far. So
good. That's yeah, important. He has a yard.
He's got a yard. He's got, you know, like people walking their dogs all the time. So he's neighboring. It's all good.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Oh, little Ollie. I am a little sad that we didn't have one last final hurrah at the old digs.
Me too. But we still have the dining table. So
yes,
it'll be like just, yeah, part two. Eventually. Maybe by then we'll have our own studio.
I was literally thinking about this because
When we signed with Acast, remember how they were talking about they were going to try to build out studios and stuff?
Yes, yes.
So I'm thinking, is our new office going to be a legit studio where we just, you know, we drive to work and we record in a studio?
Wow, imagine that.
Zoom is always going to be prevalent because of now the amount of different guests we're able to get.
Oh my gosh.
I do prefer in person though.
Totally. But I think, like, to your point, it's opened up so many opportunities. I mean, maybe in a world, in a non-COVID world, we would have interviewed Selena Gomez. But I feel like, you know, people are busy, but they can squeeze in a quick little 15, 30 minute Zoom from their house. I think it'll still be a big part of what we do going forward. But I do miss... I miss being able to say welcome to Los Angeles in unison and not having to like watch your lips and I'm like, is my internet lagging?
I know. Someone asked on Instagram why we got rid of Hi Kirby, Hi Sarah. And I was like, you try editing that every week because
maybe that's really cute. Maybe we'll bring it back when we're in person because it's easier.
Anyways, y'all, happy Tuesday. Guess what? There's some beauty news, and shocker of the century, it's celebrity beauty news. We have some celebrity beauty news, we have some TikTok news, and we have some industry news. So Sarah, do you want to launch our celebrity beauty segment?
Yeah, or should we do wife first?
Oh, wife. Yes, good old wife. Sarah, it's time for...
What's on your face? I'm glad that we still attempt to do that. Recently, I have been wearing Marc Jacobs Beauty Extra Shot Caffeine Concealer and Foundation. This launched, I think, 2 weeks ago. Kirby and I are big Marc Jacobs beauty stans, and so much so that, like, I don't usually wear concealer, but I had to try this product out because I love Marc Jacobs so much. And shocking, I loved this product. It is a 2-in-1 caffeine-infused liquid concealer and foundation aimed to brighten and re-energize your skin. I'm, like, putting air quotes, re-energize. And it has an oversized doe foot applicator. Like I said, I don't usually wear concealer, but I like it as a foundation. This formula is really creamy, but it's not drying. It's definitely buildable to be full coverage, but I sort of just dotted across my face and blended in with, I wrote a sponge, but actually a brush. And, are you a sponge or a brush girl?
I do both.
You're a sponge. You do both?
Yeah.
Oh, depending on...
Yeah.
What's your preference, though, if you had to pick?
If I'm doing foundation, I like to blend it out with a sponge.
Yeah. Ever since we... Pat McGrath? That event at the Sunset Tower where she was talking about using her fingers?
Yes.
Ever since then, I'm like, I'm a fingers girl.
Wow.
But the thing with the sponge is I'm so lazy and I hate cleaning it.
Oh, yeah. Mine's disgusting. Sorry to break everybody's hearts here, but I could not tell you the last time I washed my beauty blender or my Tarte sponge. It's upsetting. It's upsetting.
And I mean, it's not like it's easier to clean a brush, but I have like those like brush sprays, you know, so in my head, totally. It's easier. Anyways, I use a brush to blend this concealer foundation into my skin, and I feel like it gives me a really natural skin-like finish, which as you guys know, if you listen, I love that. I cannot speak to whether it's good to use if you have like dark circles, like use under your eyes, but it does, cover blemishes, redness. It kind of gives like that like blurred effect, if you will. It is infused with caffeine. Is it really waking up our skin, Kirby? I don't know.
I'm just going to venture out and say no. I no. don't think so. I mean, I'm glad that they're including like a skincare forward ingredient in their makeup. But really, I'm not using makeup to make my skin better. That's what my skincare is for. In my humble opinion.
And isn't caffeine bad for our skin?
When you drink too much of it. When you drink too much caffeine, which I have been lately because I have a Coca-Cola addiction that I need to break again. I've jumped back on the Coca-Cola train and I know.
Like a Diet Coke girl or like...
Girl, no. I want full sugar, full everything. Give me the sugar cane. I know.
Oh my God, you're like my mom. No, that's, I mean, it's delicious.
It's delicious. We buy the mini cans, and normally I would never keep them in my house, but lately I've been having these crazy cravings. I'm not pregnant. And
do you have, what if that was like, what if this was the announcement?
I'm craving Coke. Guess what? I'm pregnant. No, anyways, caffeine, it's like, you know, it's why you see it in so many like cellulite products. They love to tout that with caffeine, it's supposed to like smooth out your cellulite. And it's like, okay. I mean, there is some research done that caffeine can be good for your skin in certain formulations. Is it getting rid of your cellulite? No, it's certainly not.
And is it like waking your face up? No, I don't think so.
What does that mean, Sarah? What does waking your face up mean?
So because it's a concealer, maybe it's supposed to like brighten your eye area, but then it's just brightening, not awakening. I don't know.
This is my question, because I also like this concealer. You said that you're using it as a foundation. Are you using it as a foundation and not a concealer because you can't find the right color match?
No, actually. The thing that impressed me the most was the shade offerings and the fact that I was able to find a shade that had yellow undertones that blended super seamlessly into my skin.
Okay.
That's usually the biggest challenge for me. I think finding one, a foundation, and then two, if I ever wear concealer. But I am a medium in 240, in case anyone is wondering. And I could even wear the medium in 230 if I'm like a little bit lighter. But it was like a perfect shade match. I was shocked.
Okay, so I also feel the same way. It's obviously a little easier for me and my skin tone. I felt like this really was a medium to heavy coverage. Did you?
I did, which is why I was saying I only used like, I dotted it
the
just
dots,
lightly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I did use it for my under eye a couple of times, and I felt like it looked really dry under my eye for some reason. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that was because of the skincare I had been using or not, but the few times that I did try it under the eye, I was like, I'm not in love with it under my eye. But for the rest of my face, I totally agree with you. I think it does cover the redness, covers the blemishes. It kind of melts seamlessly into your skin, so it doesn't look like you have on a face. It just looks like you have a clear complexion.
Totally. Yeah. And then above all, the marketing was really cute.
Oh, I mean, yes, they totally sold us on the, it was so Mark. It was very, like, the whole campaign was very Mark. It, you know, the little
espresso cup
and all that stuff. And the imagery for the campaign is beautiful. But what I will say too is the way that the imagery was edited, I think people are like, okay, but these photos are clearly,
yep,
they're not as clear. Like when you have a skincare product, not a skincare product, when you have a complexion product like a foundation or concealer, you want to see what the actual skin looks like. And I felt like because of the way they were edited, it was like, well, the images are beautiful, but we're not really seeing.
Totally. You're right.
How the skin actually looks.
It was like,
right?
Polaroid, filtered, yep. Moody. Yeah, yeah. You're so right. I didn't even think about that.
That was the one thing I thought was a little bit weird for a complexion launch. But then again, like, I knew the, like, when they were like, we're launching a complexion product, I was like, get all over my face.
Exactly. Exactly.
Please.
So, do you know what shade you are off the top of your head? You can share it in our show notes.
Yeah, I'm literally just staring at it sitting on my floor because I had to clean off my desk today.
Okay, well, Kirby will share hers and I'll share mine. It is $39 and you can get it at Sephora. I'm sure you can get it at other places too, but we'll drop a link in case you are looking for a new foundation.
Because we hyped up this news section, we better deliver on it. Some breaking beauty news.
All right. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. In an effort to keep people from thinking about Kim Kardashian's billion-dollar divorce, Kris Jenner has announced that she is launching a beauty brand.
Oh my gosh. That's your theory, which probably true.
Probably true. Kim announced, well, not announced, like their people announced that she was filing for divorce from Kanye this past Friday. typical entertainment news cycle. You wait until Friday afternoon to release very intense news like this. Every breakup you probably have ever heard about happened on a Friday afternoon because they're hoping that the news cycle will die and it won't be that big of news. But when you're Kim Kardashian, that's just not possible. That's not something possible.
Nope.
So tell me about Kris Jenner and her budding beauty empire.
Okay, so here's what we know.
Okay.
Per documents obtained by E! News, Jenner filed to trademark Kris Jenner Beauty, Kris Jenner Skin, and Kris Jenner Skincare on February 10th. So she is just jumping on the bandwagon, following in her daughter's footsteps. But, you know, we've both met Miss Kris Jenner in real life. She's a beautiful woman. And so maybe there is an audience, a customer for her skincare.
I know you're laughing, but I actually 100% agree with you. And out of anybody in that family doing skincare, I want it to be Kris. And here is why. Miss Kristen Jenner. Okay. She was a flight attendant for many years. And
she loves to talk about that hot towel.
Kimberly Noel loves to discuss how Kris would tell her the best piece of beauty advice was making sure she removed her makeup and she gets a really hot towel and kind of exfoliates away. We've all heard this story 100,000 times.
Literally, if you are a beauty editor, Kim has told you this answer at one point.
Yes. Kris would exfoliate her face / like wash her face with a very hot towel to make sure that all of her makeup was removed and then go. She was basically talking about a double cleanse.
Yes.
We know that about Kris. Kris is 60-something plus years old, living the life I should be living, to be completely honest. And I put this on Instagram, but it really breaks my heart to see somebody else living the life that I would like to be living. She's literally decked out in all Dior this week. Like on Monday, she posted an Instagram and it's literally like head to toe Dior logo all over. I'm like, why? Why not me? Anyways, she's fabulous. And I think that.
And beautiful.
Beautiful. Obviously, like we know the Kardashian Jenners are no strangers to surgery. Yep. And fillers.
They have their people.
Injectables. They have their people. But all of that being said, you have to also have a good skincare routine to maintain. Yep. Your looks like this. You know, like it's kind of like when we talk about J-Lo Beauty. Yes, she's had help, you know, with facials and all these treatments. But, I mean, there is a work ethic and a skincare ethic behind that skin. You don't just, you know, magically have skin like that. Every dermatologist could tell you the same thing. Like, I can only do so much. If you're not taking care of yourself at home, what's the point, right?
Exactly.
So I think that this is really exciting. And what I think is most exciting is I hope that she's really not targeting. I mean, her demographic cannot be the same demo as Kylie or as Kim, even Kim's demo, right? I'm thinking she's going to cater to a woman 50 plus, more mature.
Yep.
And that's exciting. Yep. Because that is an element of the beauty industry that has been completely ignored for so long. So it's like,
especially by these celebrities. I feel like all the celebrities want to make products for millennials for whatever reason. I'm not for whatever reason. They know that, you know, we're spending a lot of money on skincare and makeup, but it just doesn't make sense sometimes.
Sometimes it totally doesn't. And
then our mothers, you know, my sisters, they'll kill me if I call them, you know, older women. But, you know, like they're like, well, who am I buying skincare from? You know, like the product that, you know, this week's celebrity is creating is not meant for me. You know, like it's like, quote unquote, getting rid of fine lines and wrinkles. But is it really? Because does the celebrity even have any? No, they're like so young. Or they're just like, that's not even something that they're thinking of, like formulation wise.
Exactly. So I'm personally really excited for Kris Jenner Beauty. And I think that, back on my soapbox yet again, I hope that the name isn't Kris Jenner Beauty. I hope that that was obviously something that they trademarked because they are working on it. It's kind of like Hailey Bieber. Hailey Bieber trademarked Hailey Bieber Beauty. And we were like, dear God, Lord heaven above, do not name your brand Hailey Bieber Beauty. And then she was smart and she filed a trademark for Rode Beauty, which Rode is her middle name. That's another piece of news. That's That's happening.
There you go. Nice little segue. To be completely honest, I'm pretty sure Kris Jenner's going to call her skincare Kris Jenner Skin.
It would just make more sense to me if you're wanting to create a prestige skincare brand, why put your name on it? I mean, I
totally agree with you, but
you're probably right. Let's just put it that way. You're probably right. But like Cindy Crawford with her Meaningful Beauty line, she's obviously the face of it, but she's not throwing Cindy Crawford all over her products.
Right, right, right.
And I think that's smart. I think that's smart. Take yourself out of it.
No, I think it is really smart, but I think that the Kar Jenners love themselves, love their names. They are their, you know, their names are what makes them, you know, who they are. So I feel like she's going to do it, but we'll see. We'll check in when we find out.
Before we move on to discuss Hailey Bieber and this other celebrity launch, can I bring something to your attention? Do you know what else the Kardashian-Jenners have trademarked?
A tequila?
Well, yes. But in addition, that's Kendall. That's Kendall's.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. What? Can you give me any hints?
Yes. One has to do with one of the family members and an experience.
Experience. One of the family members. Does it have to do with Courtney?
Nope.
Does it have to do with Chloe?
Nope.
Rob?
Nope.
Kylie?
Yes.
Oh, an experience.
I'm going to help you out here. Kylie Museum was trademarked last January, January 9th, 2020. Clearly the pandemic happened, but we were probably going to get a Kylie Jenner museum where people would go and take photos with her lip kits. Maybe there would be a Rise and Shine room with a fake Stormy.
Oh my God. A wax museum. Madame Tussaud Stormy.
Can you imagine? They could do it. They would hire Madame Tussaud to do the evolution of Kylie's makeup looks. I mean, that was trademarked and it's still live. It's still a live trademark, okay?
Why does Kylie get a museum and not Kim? Like, why does she get one before Kim?
Because Kylie makes more money than Kim.
I know, but
it's very, very clear that Kylie is the favorite daughter now. I did find this interesting too, because I was trying to look up to see any other trademarks that might be interesting to our audience. The companies behind the trademarks for each of the kids is what I found to be hilarious.
Not Seed.
It's not Seed. For Kris and Kylie, it's Jenner Communications. I believe it's for both Kris and Kylie, but especially for Kris, it's Jenner Communications. Kim's company that has trademarked KKW and KKW Beauty and all that is hysterical to me. It's Kim's a Princess Inc.
Stop.
All one word. The first trademark was from like 2007 or something. So this has been something she's been using since the beginning of her career. Kim's a Princess Inc.
This is like Schitt's Creek. A little bit Alexis.
Yes. Yes. Chloe's is Clo Money Inc. And Courtney's is To Die For Court Inc.
Oh my God. Look at this.
Isn't that so funny?
Look at this reporting.
Cheers, bitches.
Cheers to you.
You know what? I love this stuff. I could just do this all day long. I want to, because I'm thinking, especially when I told you that I hope that Kris doesn't name her beauty brand, you know, Kris Jenner Beauty. I was looking up the name of the attorney that was filing all these trademarks, trying to see if there was, you know, some other entry in the trademark database that might have been like, oh my God, I just figured out that Kris might name her brand Kristen Beauty or whatever. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Kim's a Princess.
Kim's a Princess Inc.
That is so funny.
I love it.
I'm sure that all of the Spawn, the Kar Jenner Spawn, or yeah, no, Kar Jenner Spawn, all have their own trade or will in the next, you know, 5-10 years.
I mean, Stormy has her name trademarked, and so is Stormy World. It's trademarked. So
Jesus Christ. Do you think they have just one assistant who handles all that?
Yep. Whoever is working at Jenner Communications is on it.
Wow.
I mean, they trademarked Rise and Shine, so, you know. Anyways.
You guys. Okay, so we have another celebrity In addition to Hailey Bieber, who we can touch on a little bit more, Ciara, get ready for some skincare. In an Instagram Live with Michelle Lee at Allure, she revealed that skincare has been a really important part of her self-care routine during the pandemic, and so she's decided to launch her own skincare formula. Thoughts? I mean, she's a beautiful woman too, but is it just one formula?
That's what's throwing me off. I'm reading what you have here. To launch her...
This is from an Allure article, by the way.
Okay. To quote her, she said she's going to launch her own skincare formula.
And it... Oh, but then she says the brand will speak to all skin types and pigmentation.
Okay. I think this could be interesting. I think that if... I mean, to be completely honest, I don't peg Ciara as somebody who should have a beauty line, only because I just have never really seen her talk about... Like, I don't see a passion behind it.
Yep.
Love or hate the Kardashians, they are synonymous with makeup and beauty trends and things like that. So for me, that feels like a really natural extension. But I wonder if for Ciara, it's more like a Alicia Keys type of approach where it's like very holistic.
Yeah.
I obviously want to reserve judgment until we hear more about it and who she's working with. But my hope for her would be, especially if she's focusing on skincare for different skin types and different skin tones and, you know, pigmentation and things like that, that she is collaborating with a dermatologist in some way.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And I actually was going to say, you know, I think we all are a little sus when we hear a celebrity is launching a skincare line, and just like we kind of were with Alicia Keys. But I did try her products and I really liked them.
Me too.
Did you try them? They were really beautifully made. This, like, oh my God, it smells so good.
The Bakuchiol product. Did you? Oh, yeah. Were you able to try that one?
No, I actually didn't. Was it a serum, a cream? I didn't try that one.
It was a cream.
No, I didn't try that one. But
it was really, really nice. I think that for me, like, I didn't notice a huge change in my skin trying it out. But I did feel like in terms of moisturizing and things like that,
it was
lovely.
Yeah, I love her cleanser, and the mask is really nice. She even made a candle that smells incredible.
The mask is really good.
Yeah, yeah.
The mask, I think, is a standout.
It's charcoal, and I think there's turmeric in it. But she developed it with one of the founders of Well People, I believe.
Yep.
So yeah, so I think Ciara, if she is going to, you know, if she wants success in this skincare launch, she should definitely be teaming up with the right people, like you said.
Ciara! The speed.
Automatic.
Supersonic. Hypnotic. Funky. Fresh. Okay, and then let's go to Biebs. Let's go to little Hailey Road Biebs.
Yeah, so, okay, Road Beauty, like Kirby said, Road's her middle name. She filed a trademark for Road, which is a beauty and wellness line, speaking of doing a whole Alicia Keys thing. And according to the legal documents, the brand will be used to market wellness merch, bath and shower products, beauty creams, personal cleaning products, cosmetics, makeup, fragrance, hair care, and skin care. The works.
Kris Jenner Beauty, it was like nails, you know, fake eyelashes, you know, all of the... It felt like more, even though it was skincare, more glam. And reading Road Beauty's description of, like, the goods provided, it does seem more, like, wellness, personal care, like, body care. So I wonder if she's really going to try to go the honest beauty route. When I see personal cleaning products, I'm like, what does that mean?
She wants to be the next Jessica Alba. And we know from, you know, interviewing Hailey and her collaborations with Bare Minerals that she is very much into the whole, you know, natural beauty space. Her mom and her grandma, she talks about how they, you know, have always lived a very green lifestyle. So that would check out if that was true.
I personally love that it's called Road Beauty.
Yeah, I think that's really cute.
And there's an Instagram live already, so you could look up Road Beauty and go follow them before they post.
Okay. Allied Market Research published a report that says the Korean beauty product market will reach $13.9 billion globally by 2027. So if we thought that K-beauty was a trend, we were wrong. Well, Kirby and I didn't ever think that. If you ever thought that, you were wrong. And if you thought it was slowing down anytime soon, you were also wrong. So sheet masks are still the most popular product. Is that interesting to you? I find that to kind of be like surprising.
I am not surprised because sheet masks are typically pretty affordable. Mm-hmm. So I feel like if you're trying to get into K-beauty, you may be willing to pick up a $9 sheet mask versus investing in a full serum or something like that that you're not 100% comfortable with.
Yes, you're totally right. I just was thinking more about the fact that people have been criticizing sheet masks to be, you know, wasteful and not eco-friendly. Based on the report said, based on the product type, the sheet mask segment accounted for the highest market share in 2019. It will continue its lead position during the forecast period, and it is attributed to ease of application and convenience. And I'm sure, Kirby, you were also right, affordability. So that is still leading the charge.
It says that the next big product to come from K-beauty is going to be cleansers, that the cleanser segment is expected to register the highest CAGR, which means compound annual growth rate, of being 11% from this year, 2021, to 2027. So between the now and the next, you know, 5 or 6 years, cleansers in the K-beauty market are expected to blow up. A lot of Korean cleansers are utilizing naturally derived ingredients like green tea leaves, which are, you know, very calming and soothing to the skin, olive oil, and essential oils, which maintain the skin's pH balance and are highly moisture retentive. So, for instance, a lot of the K-beauty cleansers that I've tried in the past always end up being the exact same in the, like, it doesn't strip my skin. My skin never feels tight or stripped of its oil completely after using a K-beauty cleanser.
They're always about that, like, bouncy, mochi type skin where they want, you know, hydration. And so, but I think that that's really interesting too that they noted this, because I feel like I have seen such an uptick in cleanser launches, like, not just in K-beauty, but across the board, which is obviously, like, everyone looks to Korean beauty and the marketplace to see, like, what's going to be next. So all of these people, obviously, they work with a bunch of labs in Korea, and all the labs in Korea are like, hey, cleansers are the next big thing. So, you know, there's cleansers for, like, every specific skin type now. Whereas, like, yep, you know, when we were growing up in high school, there was, like, just two.
Yeah, totally.
And they were all dry, really, oily. Yes, exactly. And they were all just like, your face felt so tight after you washed it, but you were like, oh yeah, my face is so clean.
Totally. No, this makes sense. I mean, I wrote a story about Charlotte Cho recently, and how, you know, SoCo Glam was able to succeed, like, during a pandemic, and what they did to, like, make that happen. And I was doing research on the K-beauty market, and it's like, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. It is just going to keep continuing to blow up. So there's just like enough, just like celebrity beauty, there's going to always be more Korean beauty coming.
Yeah. Yeah. And I welcome it. Same. My skin welcomes it.
All right. This is a big one. This has been taking over Twitter for what feels like weeks, and I actually muted this word, as well as another word, on my timeline, so I don't have to see the discourse about it anymore, because people are so butthurt by this piece of news right now. You're a grown adult and you're offended by this. I'm embarrassed for you. So TikTok, it has been revealed that if you wear a side part in skinny jeans, TikTok thinks you're an old. They think you're an old. There was a trend. If someone was wearing a side part, they would be like, hear me out, middle part. And then the person would react to that comment and be like, okay, y'all want me to try a middle part? Okay. And they would do it. And then the comments would be like, the middle part is for you, girl. Yeah. It was funny at first. But then this one woman was like, so I asked my 14-year-old daughter, hey, am I considered old because I wear a side part and skinny jeans? And the daughter basically kind of like looked around and smacked her lips and was like, yeah, it's like indicative of you being an old. So then, of course, everybody that's a millennial got really, really butthurt by these accusations of us being olds.
I saw the one girl, or sorry, the one woman who said something about everyone looks better with a middle part, which I completely disagree with.
I totally disagree.
I don't do a total middle part where my hair naturally, you know, falls. But believe me, I had a strong middle part in middle school and high school, and I'm not going back to those days.
I think it's going to be one of those things where the youth of TikTok, they think the middle part is it. Like, we all thought the middle part was it as a youth.
Oh, yes, we did.
And then they're going to get older and be like, fuck this. I'm over the middle part. Even my, like, I have a quote unquote middle part, but my bangs are not even, it's not even a clean part. Some go one way and some go the other.
It's where it just naturally, yeah, yeah.
It's just funny because there are grown adults on social media actually upset that people are calling them old by these indicators of like skinny jeans and middle parts. And I'm gonna be real, I'm actually kind of glad somebody said something about the skinny jeans, because skinny jeans have never been flattering on me. Sometimes I'll wear them and I'm like, why did I decide this was okay? It doesn't look good. I prefer more of like a straight leg or even a boot cut. Yeah.
A flare. Yeah. Give me a wide leg.
I'll take a bell bottom. Give me a JNCO.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, let's do it. I'm ready to revert back to JNCO days.
Yep.
So, you know, give me a bell bottom and let's just do the damn thing. It's so funny to me that that caused so much discourse on the internets.
I love that you had to mute it. Like, it was that annoying.
If I have to see one more headline about this effing drama on TikTok, the children are keeping us accountable. I'm never wearing skinny jeans again.
we should do a poll on Instagram if you're team middle part, team middle part.
Oh, Sarah, you know what we have to do tonight?
Try it both.
We have to take a pic. Yep.
Okay. Okay.
And then we have to have a discussion about it on
and have
on
people
Instagram.
Vote for us.
Which?
Hear me out. Middle part. Hear me out. Hear me out.
Hear me out. I love it. I love it.
Wait, can I ask what the other word is that you needed?
Oh, skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, never again.
What a world to live in.
You know, TikTok's really, TikTok's my favorite thing in the world. So
you really are such a good spokesperson for TikTok, because I watch every single TikTok video that you post. I learn so much about it. Can we talk about your favorite account? The animals?
Sylvanian drama. Oh my God. This girl has, I have no idea how old this person is. I think they're based in Australia, just based only on the way that they type out text. They'll say things and it definitely sounds like an Australian vernacular, but she takes like this little tiny koala and this little tiny bunny, and I know this sounds idiotic, but it's truly, her sense of humor is top notch.
You have to watch one to really understand the kind of entertainment you're getting.
This person should actually be inking a deal with Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I would let Zoe watch this for sure.
Remember the crazy stuff that would be on Nickelodeon where, you know, the weird dolls being animated to fight each other and stuff?
I loved Nickelodeon.
This show would kill on Nickelodeon, or it would be one of those great segments in between sketches on SNL.
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
Because they're only a minute long.
Saturday TV Funhouse, is that what it is?
Yes.
Called? Yes.
What was that? Yeah, TV Funhouse. Yeah, yeah, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. Saturday TV Funhouse.
Oh my God! Wow, we just made a deal for them. We should connect them.
I hope I'm saying the name correctly, because it's just so effing good. But look up Sylvanian drama on TikTok. They're blowing
you
up.
You will not be disappointed.
And you'll never know how the video is going to end. You could try, but you won't.
Nope. You don't know where it turns.
Wild times, wild times. Okay, enough of that. That's the end of our show for today. We hope you liked it.
We hope you missed us or missed our beauty news. Maybe not, but I missed it. I missed talking beauty news, so.
Same. We have an incredible guest this Friday who I think everybody is going to want to tune in. I mean, if you are going through a hard time, if you do not believe in yourself, if you're wondering what you're doing with your life, if this thing that you've been working on for so long is never going to happen, if you've ever been told by anyone that you are not going to make it, you have to listen to Friday's episode of the podcast.
Ooh, that was such a good, you just hyped me up.
It's so good.
It's so true. It's so true.
It's so good.
It was like a TED Talk, this interview with her.
You're going to freaking love this episode. So y'all know where to find us. We're on Instagram and Twitter at Los Angeles Pod. Join our Facebook group and also find all of our episodes and show notes available on losangelespod.com. But forgive us, we haven't updated the last few episodes, so we don't have a breakdown of every single product mentioned. That will be coming this week, but it will be.
Don't you wait.
We don't will be worry. There. Yeah.
But wait, just wait. Actually, wait a little bit. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.